Okay, welcome back to the Good Vort. We haven't met for a while. And I'd like to begin with something I heard from Rav Yaakov Lipschitz Shlita. He's the Mor d'Asra where I daven Friday nights in Muncie. And he used to be the previous rabbinic administrator of the OU before Rabbi Ginnack and before Rabbi Wine. So he raised a very interesting question. That is, if there is an inyan of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, as there is by other Yom Tovim. And as we know, by Yom Tov, we have an inyan of the Samachta b'chagecha. You have to rejoice in a Yom Tov. Does that hold true for Rosh Hashanah as well? And he brought various sources that seem to contradict each other. On the one hand, it looks like you should be b'simcha on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, there are sources that say differently. The first source is the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Kaf Pei Aleph, Sifkat and Zayin, Divrei Maskel V'Ovel Oser. He says the following: Ovel Toich Yud Beis Chodesh Al Ovel V'Imoy. A mourner, a person who's in Avelis over his parents for 12 months, and the minig is that a person who's an Ovel for his parents davens before the Amud. Or he's a mourner over his other relatives, Hashem, he loses a sister or a brother. He's not allowed to go and be a shliach tzibur, be a chazan in front of the Amid on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. The hadinam kiregolim l'chol mili, because the Mishnah Berurah says the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have a halacha like a regal, like a yontiv. Shloisha Regolim refers to the three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, for all items. And therefore, just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, an Ovel doesn't go to lead the congregation, Shliach Tzibur, the same thing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The only exception is, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would delek a chazan acher shori. If there is no other chazan available, no one knows the Nusach. Not everybody knows how to daven before the Amid, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. You have to know the Nusach. There's no other chazan available, then it's permitted even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So from this halacha, it would seem that the reason is because there's an inyan of simcha on a yontiv, and it's not correct for an avil who's in the middle of his sad period in his life, that he lost a relative, that he should lead the tzibur on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's one source. Another source is the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, in Siman Tuf Kaf Tzadik Zayin, Sif Aleph, states, Oichlem v'shoisim usmeichem v'ein mesanim b'Rosh Hashanah. That a person on Rosh Hashanah should eat and drink and be happy, and you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Aleph says, Ratzoloimer, Afshehu Yom Adin. This means that even though Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment, Mikol Maka Mitzvah Shel V'Samachtu B'Chagecha Shayach Gamboy. The mitzvah of being happy on a yontiv relates to Rosh Hashanah as well. Shegam Hu B'Chlal Chag, because it is also considered a chag. Chag is another word the Torah uses for regel. Regel means a yontiv. Chag means a yontiv. Kedichsev Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. You should blow a shofar on what day? On the day when there's something hidden, when our yontiv is hidden. This refers to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month, and the first day of the month, the moon is hidden. So it is when do we blow the shofar? On that Yom Tov, which is hidden, there's a hidden aspect to it. And we also find in Nehemiah, so from the first pasuk that we brought, we see that Rosh Hashanah is called L'Yom Chagenu, it's a Chag. And the pasuk says in Nehemiah, Perichas, and we'll speak about this pasuk in more elaboration later in the shir. Ichlu mashmanim, eat fatty foods, ushesu mamtakim, and drink sweet beverages. Ki kadosh hayom ladonenu, this is a holy day to Hashem. Va'al ta'atsu, and this day was in Nehemiah Perichas, speaking about where Ezra read the Sefer Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, and the people started getting sad. They realized how much of the Torah that they did not keep. And Nehemiah told them, no, eat fatty foods, drink sweet drinks, because the holy day, va'al ta'atzu, don't be sad, don't be depressed. Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uschem, the joy of Hashem, that's your strength. So here also, from this source, it's very clear that Rosh Hashanah is a happy day. When we eat and drink, we're not supposed to be sad, even though we're trying to do tshuva on our aveiros. But it doesn't mean you have to be depressed about it. You have to be happy. You have to eat and drink. But from the other side, it seems to be not like that. Why? In Simen Tuf Kof Pei Beis, the Mechaber says in Siv Ches, Einoy Oimer Mo'adim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sasan. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't say what we say in other Yom Tovim, that these are joyful holidays. Chagim Uzmanim, special times when we rejoice. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat Chaf Aleph says, "The lo ke'ezadeya shehuskru betur the sfir le'sheyesh la'imra." Not like certain opinions who say that there is, you should say, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, "My adam l'simcha chagim uzman l'sasin," just like we do on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. There are such opinions, but the halacha that the mechaber, and that's how we do. This is our minig. We don't say Ma'adam L'Simcha Chagim Uzman L'Sasan on Rosh Yom Kippur. It would seem from here that it is not a day of Simcha. Otherwise, why don't we say Ma'adam L'Simcha? And so too concerning Halal or Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Halal or Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph states Ein Oimrim Halal B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, and this is based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah leka halal. There is no halal on Rosh Hashanah. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rav Avua, Amru Malachi Ashoras of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim said in front of Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mivnei Ma Ein Yisrael Oimrim Shiru Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. Why doesn't Klal Yisrael say the song of halal? Why don't they praise you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar Lahem, Hashem answered the Malachim, Efshir Melech Yoishiv Al Kisei Din. A king is sitting on a seat of judgment. The Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mason, Psuchim Lefanav, and in front of him are the books of life and the books of death. The Yisrael Oimrim Shira, and Klal Yisrael should say Shira. That's not an appropriate time. And if you look there in the Rambam's Pirush on Mishnayis, the Rambam wrote, everyone we are familiar, he wrote a sefer called Yad HaChazaka on all the mitzvahs of the Torah. But on every Mishnah that we have in Shas, he also wrote a Pirush HaMishnayis. I think it was originally written in Arabic, and it was translated into Lashon HaKodesh. So the Rambam there in the Pirush HaMishnayis says, Shelo yayukaren halal, loy b'rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim. They didn't read halal. Why? Fi, very interesting, how the Rambam in these few words here defines to us what is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. The essence of Rosh Hashanah are, these are days, and Yom Kippur, Shehem Yimei Avoda, we have to serve Hashem on these days, V'Hachna, we have to get off our high horse, we have to come down and be Machni ourselves, humble ourselves. My wife told me, she spoke to Tehila Yegard, and she said, on Rosh Hashanah, we are grateful beggars. We're grateful to Hashem for what He has done for us and continues to do to us and will do. And at the same time, we're beggars. Kedalim mechurashim. We're like beggars. We're coming to plead with you. Upachad, and we have fear. Umoira me Hashem, fear Hashem. V'yira mimenu. Umivrach umonai stay love. We run and we take refuge to Hashem. V'tshuva. And doing tshuva, v'tachnunim, and beseeching Hashem with all kinds of special tfilos, u'bakosha, kapora, u'slicha, and we beg Hashem, and we get atonement and forgiveness. So these 10 words or so, what the Rambam just used here, this is the essence of what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is all about.
I'm sorry, could you run without touching?
There avoda, hachna, pachad, mora me Hashem, fear of Hashem, v'yira mimenu, Umivrach, Umanos, Elov, Uchuva Vitachnunim.
Thank you.
Ubakasha, Kapara, Uslicha. Ubechol Elu Anyanim. Bakasha, Kapara, Uslicha. Ubechol Elu Anyanim, all these things that I just mentioned, Einoi Hogun Haschoik Vasimcha. It doesn't fit in there, joking around and lightheadedness and joy. So from this Rambam, the Rambam even spells it out. It's not appropriate, Simcha. So here, these are the contradictions. On the one hand, an Avol can't daven, Simcha. We have to eat and drink, Simcha. On the other hand, we don't say Ma'adam L'Simcha. And also, the Rambam tells us we don't say Hallel, because Hallel you say when it's when you're in a more joyful mood, when the Yontiv is all about Simcha. But here, where you have all these serious issues that we're dealing with, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim, and we have all these serious things that we have to do, that's not a time to say Hallel. Apparently, the Rambam learns that Hallel is associated with Simcha, with joy. And these are 2 days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are not days of joy. So I wanted to say, this is a question that Rabbi Lipschitz in Shul Friday night, he speaks. So he raised that to the congregation. I went over to him afterwards, and I said, or maybe I did it during this year, but I suggested that maybe the idea over here is that what we have, we find a pasuk that says, Gilu Barada. We rejoice in trepidation, in fear. In other words, both things are true. Rosh Hashanah is a day when you have a mixture. On the one hand, we're happy, and we have to, the Mefarshim speak out, a person has to say to himself, I'm going to win this din, I'm going to come out victorious, and that's why after Sukkot, we have our Lulavim, and it says it's like somebody has a war, and he wins the war, he puts up his spear to show that he won, or you have a boxing match, and the winner puts up his hand, he's the champ. Or any other sport, they put up their hand. So the same thing, we put up our hand with the lulav, we won. But we're going to win, Mir Tashem. But meanwhile, it's a very serious, it's life or death. It's that person is coming in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to plead for his life for the next year. So therefore, both things are true. Could an Avol Daven? No, because it is a joyful day. Do we eat and drink? Yes, we do, because again, it's the day of joy. On the other hand, we can't, a fool to say ma'adim l'simcha. It's not 100% a day of joy. Ma'adim l'simcha you say only on the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, where it's totally a joyous occasion. Hallel also. Hallel you only say when it's totally joy. If it has all these other serious issues, which the Rambam explained to us, we don't say Hallel, it's not appropriate. So both things are true. Gilu Barada, we rejoice with trepidation. And so, as we're going to speak about from Rav Huttner in a few minutes, this what we're speaking of now, that's there's an aspect of Rosh Hashanah, which is Bakesa L'Yom Chagenu. Rosh Hashanah is a like a mystical, hidden yontif. It's, in fact, the Mefarshim speak out, the whole Indian that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin is not, in the Torah, we only know Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. It's a day of blowing the shofar. The whole Indian that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Din is like hidden. It's not, it doesn't say in the Torah, it's a Yom Din. We know from Chazal, we know that it's a Yom Din, but it's a lot of Rosh Hashanah is hidden from us, and that's why it's
Yom
called.
Kippur is Yom Din.
Well, okay, both are. I mean, the final, the Gemar Din is Yom Kippur, but actually the main Din is on Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Kippur is Rachamim B'Din. We whatever Din we're supposed to get on Rosh Hashanah, so on Yom Kippur we get the mercy of Hashem to soften the din. On that, Yom Kippur really is more rachamim than din. The din part is more in Rosh Hashanah than in Yom Kippur.
Why is it, I had in mind that it's Mekabel as Malchus Shemayim, as Melech.
That's also true. That's the Rosh Hashanah is a day when we make Hashem lemelech. All the tefillahs are that Hashem is the melech. That's part of the din, because who's the one who does the din? The king. The king is the one. It goes together. The one who is doing the din is the melech. So both things are correct.
Is the day broken up? Like the morning you should
no, no.
Afternoon should be
besimcha. No, that is not like that. No,
it doesn't work that way.
In other words, during the day you have to have both feelings together. That's the idea, and I believe that this holds out what we see at the end of the halacha. We said you're supposed to eat and drink, but then the mechaber at the end in that siman tuf kaf tzadik zayin sif aleph, the mechaber ends off omnam. You don't eat your full. Don't get lightheaded. Usually when a person is satiated, they stuff themselves, you get lightheaded, not serious. The fear of Hashem should be on your face. So again, we see, eat, but not, it's not like a regular yontem. I think my wife told me that in her family, or maybe in Washington Heights, on Rosh Hashanah, they didn't serve the same as they did on a Yontif. I don't know exactly what they cut out, but it wasn't the same abundance as Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And so too, the Mishabrura in Siman Tuvkov Pei Dalet Sivkot Na'av says concerning Hallel, which we don't say on Rosh Hashanah, and he says the following: Lefi. The books of life and death are open. And how can he say Shira at that time? Here's what I told you before. Even though we're confident we're going to win. A person has to be fearful from the fright of the din. And through that, Hashem will remember him for schus. So, therefore, we see that the joy, we do have joy, but it's tempered with very seriousness. That's the way we have to approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, we mentioned a pasuk in Nehemiah, and in the Rav Huttner in Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, in Rosh Hashanah, in Maimer Aleph, he has a kuntras about Chesed. He brings this pasuk in Nehemiah. And let's read the whole pasuk, because there's a very important lesson. And and when we said that Rosh Hashanah is a hidden yontiv, this aspect of Rosh Hashanah I don't think people are aware of. And it's a hidden part of Rosh Hashanah. And we have to understand what the connection is between this Mitzvah, Midah, and Rosh Hashanah. So we spoke that Ezra read from a Sefer Torah, and the Jews had done many averas in his time. They were coming back. Ezra brought them back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he read from the Sefer Torah, and the people started to cry. They realized that they had done a lot of averas, and that's when Nehemiah said to them, Hayoim Kadeshu Lashem Elokim, this is a holy day. Al tis ablu, don't go into mourning. Va'al tifku, and don't cry. Ki boichim, the pasuk says, ki boichim kolo am, kishamam es divrei atayra. All the people were crying when they heard Ezra say from the words of the Torah. Va'yoymer lahem, Nehemiah told them, lechu go. Ichlu mashmanim, this is the part of the pasuk we said before. Eat fatty foods. Ushasu mamtakim, and drink sweet beverages. And here's the part we didn't mention before. And this is the part that people are not so aware of. The shilchu monois la'ein nachon loy. Send presents to people who don't have it prepared. Send food items to people who don't have. Ki kadoi shayom ladoneinu. This day is a holy day to Hashem. Va'al ta'atzu. Don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem hi me'uschem. Because the joy of Hashem, that's your strength. So we see, so Rav Huttner says, we see from this pasuk that doing kindness is an integral part of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Because amongst all the instructions that Nehemiah was telling the people, he stuck in there, make sure to send presents to people who don't have it. So what's the aspect of, you know, he could have told them to do a different mitzvah. Why did he choose chesed as a focal point in the inyan of Rosh Hashanah? So Rav Huttner explains that this has to do with what we mentioned before, that there's an aspect of Rosh Hashanah which is hidden. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesa l'yom chagenu. So the simple pshat is because, as I said, it comes out on Rosh Chodesh, and there's no, you don't see the moon. The moon is covered on Rosh Chodesh, but Rav Huttner goes deeper than this, and Rav Huttner says as follows. We say in L'Dovr Hashem, Oyri V'yishi. Oyri Zu Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi, my light, that's Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi, my salvation, that's Yom Kippur. And then later it says, Ki Yitzpineni B'sukkah, B'yom Ra, that Hashem will put me in a sukkah. So we have all the three Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Okay, now, Rosh Hashanah, there's a light. The light that of Hashem in the Yontiv of Rosh Hashanah comes through darkness, comes through covering. Bakesa, when is this light? Hashem Oiri, when is the light of Rosh Hashanah coming? Bakesa l'yom chagenu, when the Yontiv of Rosh Hashanah is covered. So Rav Huttner,
hidden.
Bakesa l'yom chagenu. So Rav Huttner says that our job in this world is to bring honor to Hashem. The whole world is the of covet of Hashem. When we teach Torah, it brings out the honor of Hashem. So Rav Huttner says that there's two ways to honor Hashem. One is revealed, and one is hidden. Certain things, or most things even, you reveal, but there are certain things that have to remain hidden. And he says that Bereshis Bor Elokim, the Chazal tell us, until Vayichul HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvaot, the first 6 days of creation, Sheish Shemei Bereshis, Chazal say, until Vayichul HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvaot, we say the pasuk Kvod Elokim Haster Dover. The honor of Hashem is to hide. Everything of the Sheish Yishmei Bereshis that took place when Hashem created the world is hidden. In other words, this is my own addition. When Hashem created the world, nobody was here. Adam Arishin was made, man is here. Now, from Vayichul went further, that's the next part of the pasuk. Kvod Melachim Chakor Dover. The honor of kings is to go delve into things, to open it up. Till Vayichulu is Kvod Elokim Haster Dover, hidden. From Vayichulu, from the seventh day, when Hashem rested on Shabbos, and further, that's open, that's revealed. In other words, there is in the creation of the world, there's two stages. One is in the creation, the act of creation, and then there's once it's already created. Hashem's hanhaga in the world, that what when we see Hashem's hanhaga, we see some hashgacha pratis happen to us, right? Or something, a revealed ness, a hidden ness. But what do we see? We see how Hashem is manig the world. How Hashem, that's all once the world was already created. This is now, with the world we are living in now, is a created world. But there was a period when the world was becoming created. So in the period of creation, that's hidden. In the period after the creation is over, the end of the Sheish Mei Bereishis, from then on, Chakor Dover. Then you open it up, you reveal it, it's open. So now which phase even is greater? The first phase, hidden. Why? How do I know? Because look how the pasuk defines each one. Kvod Elokim Haster Dover. Hidden is Elokim. Kvod Melachim Chakor Dover. The open, when you reveal, that's the honor of kings. That's not as high as Kvod Elokim. Elokim is higher. So in other words, the Chashuv, the more important one, is even not when the world is created, but when the world was becoming created.
Yes,
the act of creation. That's a higher level. He says a very interesting thing. He says, so when we're speaking here about hidden and revealed, we're speaking about the Torah. In other words, he brings down a Gemara, for example, that you know, when you about mice separations, you're not supposed to give a shear in public. You only do it with one or two people, and you're not supposed to ask questions. It's done in a very secret
this
way. It's done in a very secret way. So because you're talking about, you know, before the create, you know, before the Sheish Mei Bereishis, that's a hidden thing. So he says a very interesting thing, that the tongue has two abilities. One is it articulates. It's like I'm giving a shiur now. I'm sharing with you thoughts. I'm revealing things through my tongue. And then the tongue also tastes things. When it tastes things, it's private. It's for you. When I use my tongue in speech, I'm revealing to somebody else. So he says in when we speak about Bereishis is all hidden. A, that my tongue I don't reveal. It's not a thing. You don't make a shear for 100 people and speak about Maisa Bereishis. It's a very secretive thing. And second, even myself, there's a chazal that says, Dvash, there's a pasuk, Dvash v'cholav tachas l'shenecha. Honey and milk under your tongue. This refers to Maisa Bereishis. This refers to like Kabbalah, hidden things of the Torah. So again, even what I taste, I don't taste it on my tongue. I taste it under my tongue. In other words, again, the whole learning about Sheishis Mei Bereishis is in a hidden way. I don't reveal. I don't use my tongue to reveal. And even what I hold for myself, it's not on my tongue. It's like a special taste under my tongue. Okay. Interesting thought. But now, says Rav Huttner the following. All the Yom Tovim that we have, they are all after Vayichul Hashemayim V'aretz. That's after the Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim, we were in the Sukkos, and got the Torah. That's all after Hashem created the world. So that, we Chakar Dover, that you have to analyze and speak about. The different is the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah is before Vayichulu. Rosh Hashanah is Hayoim Haras Olam. Zeh Hayoim Tchilas Maasecha. That's what we say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah. B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, Chazal tell us. On Tishrei, the world was created. So when we're talking about the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, we're going into not after Vayichulu. There we're going before Vayichulu. And we mentioned before Vayichulu, everything is hidden. So he says, the lights that shine out, Hashem, Oiri V'yishi, Oiri, the lights of Rosh Hashanah, those lights are the lights of Bereishis. Those are the lights of the Sheishis you made Bereishis. And they are hidden. So that's why Bakesa L'yom Chagenu, Rosh Hashanah is hidden because Rosh Hashanah has to do with Bereishis. And whatever has to do with Bereishis, in the learning about it, it's hidden, as we discussed. And the yontif itself is a hidden yontif, because you're talking about the sheishes made bereshis. So it's a beautiful comparison. Kvoid elikim haster dover, bakesel yom chagein. Now, the midos of Hashem, all midos of Hashem, the way He runs this world, those again are midos in the hanhoga of Hashem, how He runs this world after the world was created. But there's one midah that Hashem used in the creation of the world.
Chesed.
That's chesed. Oilam chesed yibone. Hashem with the midah of chesed. And as Rav Hutner explains, what is the biggest chesed for us? We were all created. We all have difficulties in life which we have to overcome. They're all nesiyonos for us. Each person has his own thing. But the purpose is, if we stand up to the challenge, the purpose is that through it, we are zocha to Olam Haba. And there, we will have enjoyment from Hashem like no one knows in this world. L'sanegal Hashem. The whole purpose of this world is that we shouldn't get a handout for free. We have to work. We have to earn it. But if we earn it, we're going to get the greatest joy, a bliss that we never even experienced on this world. So when did Hashem use that midah? Chesed. Oilam chesed ibonah. In the creation of the world, when He went, taking the world, me'ayin liyesh. Yesh me'ayin. This world is a world of substance that came from nothing. When Hashem made that transition from nothing to something, how did He do it? He did it with the midah of chesed. So it comes out that the midah of chesed is in the building of the whole world. All other midahs of Hashem is once the world is built, how does Hashem manage the world? So we know there's a rule, mahu af ato. Just like Hashem made the big world outside this way, so af ata, when each one of us has a job to build our miniature world of ourself. So we have to realize that chesed is different than all other midos. All other midos we use once we've built up our world. But which midah do we use to construct our world? We have to do the same as Hashem. Just like Hashem used chesed to make the world, so when we're making our own personal little world, we also have to use the midah of chesed to make that world. So he says that it comes out, if we follow the whole path, the lights of Bereshis, of secret Haster Dover, go into the holiness of the day of Rosh Hashanah, and that again is Bakesel Yom Chagenu, and that goes into the person. And in the person, what midah does the person use? He uses that midah of chesed. So, based on all this, what I wanted to add is one small little point, and that is, we know that we've learned how important chesed is. This is a hidden thing. I don't think everybody, Rosh Hashanah, tshuva, ma'isim tovim, you say tehillim, you daven with kavana, learn Torah, very all important things. Eat some apple and honey, dip the apple in the honey, all important things. But according to Rav Hutner, the primary thing, perhaps, that we should be busy with on Rosh Hashanah, that's why Nehemiah said, when you're eating and drinking, but don't forget the person who doesn't have any food. Shilchu manos la'ein nachloi. Did that person who didn't prepare and has nothing on his table, send him. Why? What's so important? Because this is the midah of chesed. And the midah of chesed has to do with Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is the midah of chesed was used to build the world. And when you're building your world, you have to use that midah of chesed to construct your world. So I was thinking that perhaps that's why by chesed, you have something I don't think you find it by any other mitzvah. And that's the thing, it's called matan beseser. A person gives anonymously. So simple, on a simple level, why do you give anonymously? Because you don't want to embarrass the person that you're helping. So you give a nun. The Gemara has a story where there was one of the Amoraim used to deliver packages of food, whatever, to money to a poor person. And he used to run away before the person could find out. And one day, I think the person chased him, and he put his body into fire or something. He got burnt. He didn't want the other person to see that it was him, that he was helping him. So the simple idea of Matan Beseser, anonymous, you don't want that the other person should know who did this. You leave him, Taimchei Shabbos leaves a food package on the doorstep. Nobody knows where it came from. But according to Rav Huttner, it's on a much deeper level. The reason we do Matan Beseser by Chesed is because Chesed has to do with the creation of the world. Oilam Chesed Yibone. And whatever has to do with the creation of the world, that's Sheishas Yimei Bereishis. And Sheishas Yimei Bereishis is Kvoid Elikim Haster Dover. This Midah of Chesed, which is associated with Sheishas Yimei Bereishis, that has to do with not in public. That has to do with secret. And since we're trying to emulate the Midah of Hashem, of which Hashem used in the creation of the world, which is Chesed, so Memela inherent in Chesed is Matan Beseser, that Haster Dover, Kvoid Elikim Haster Dover, Bakesel Yom Chagenu. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah there's such an important thing of giving Tzedakah and Chesed on Rosh Hashanah, because Hayom Haras Olam, this is when the world was created. This is the day when Hashem created the world. And it could be based on all this we understand why when you think about it, what we started this year with, Rosh Hashanah is much more concealed than every other yontif. All the other yom tovim, it's open. It's camouflaged. It's hidden. It's a day of simcha, but as we explained, it's not such a day of simcha. So this whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is hidden. It's not open, clear, you know, that on Yom Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, we're clear, we know our mission. Rosh Hashanah, it's all concealed. It's bakesa l'yom chagenu. That concealment, that's all an integral part of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We should be zoicha. These are just some of the concepts. Rav Huttner, besides he has a whole sefer on Rosh Hashanah, this mimer that I spoke about, he has four chapters in this one mimer. I did the first chapter. So you can imagine how many deep thoughts there are in Rosh Hashanah. We should be zoicha to get from the Yom Tov, which has so much to offer us, and all of us and all our family should be zoicha to Ashnas Gulav Yeshua, Aksiv Asim HaTayfa, and all Hashem this year should protect Klal Yisrael from its enemies.
It's